Hallelujah. Ye said, you are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Look at verse 16. Hallelujah. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth, he has given to who? The earth has he given to the children of men. Are you ready for this? Now look with me, glory to God. In Romans chapter 4, he just said that he had given the earth to the children of men, didn't he? Right? Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 4 and 13. I got about 2 minutes. You better hurry up. Better hurry, hurry. For the promise that, this is verse 13. For the promise that he should be what? Heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but what? But that through the righteousness of faith. Jesus became that righteous seed. And he is the heir, not of the earth, but he's heir of the world. I'm going to say it again. He's not heir of the earth. He's heir of the world. And I got to close, but listen. Who are we? Can you tell me? We are joint heirs, and we are the body of Christ. If the head gets to be the heir of the world, what about the body?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Huh? Are y'all in the house today? If we are heir of the world, that means we own the world, y'all.
All right.
Now the Lord told me to tell you, you've been redeemed from every curse. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why did he redeem us? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What you mean? The blessing has come on us. And we are not cursed, but we are blessed. And we are owners of the world. Now it's time for you to step up and take your place. You are not made for the back seat. You are not made for the put down. You are not made for the low down. You are made for the ride and live and abide in high places with him in Christ Jesus. There's stuff that belongs to you. Now it's time for you to rise up in your righteous indignation and take possession of what belongs to you. Stop talking about how poor you are, how much you don't have, what you can't do. You get that out of your life. You get it out of your mouth. You get it out of your heart and get this truth on the inside of you that I am owner. I am in charge. I am the righteousness of God. I own this world. I'm taking possession of what belongs to me in Christ Jesus. Tell sickness, tell disease, tell poverty, tell lack, tell that liar, get out of my way, get out of my life. Hallelujah. 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 Your victory. You got to stop. You got to stop talking against yourself. Do you hear me? Find out who you are and talk the way you are. I am a winner. I am an owner. I am in charge. Hallelujah. I got to close here. It's time for the church to take from the enemy what he got by trickery and deception. He tricked us. He tricked Adam. He deceived him. This earth doesn't belong to him. This wealth doesn't belong to him. Hallelujah. And God is going to put all that stuff away. Hello. I said God is going to put all that stuff away because John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. All this mess you see going on, all this stuff, it's going to be put away. John said, I already saw it. There's a new heaven and there's a new earth. And that's the one we're going to dwell in. Because we are owners. But in the meanwhile, we have the mean. And we have the authority. And we have the whereabout to take possession of the stuff that Satan is using to promote his stuff. And we sitting back whining, talking about what we can't do. And the word say, I can. Hallelujah. You can own your own home. You can drive your own car. You can live godly. You can live free of sin. You can live a victorious life. You don't have to be a liar. You don't have to be a thief. You don't have to be a drug addict. You don't have to be addicted to alcohol. You don't have to live that. You have been born of God. Hallelujah. 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 I said, hallelujah. My spirit man is stirred like never before. Hallelujah. Because I'm seeing God want his people to rise up and take possession.